Cloudflare calls itself an OS, and the industry notices the lock-in. Cloudflare's announcement landed on Hacker News with 569 points and 276 comments, drawn by a name calculated to provoke, Cloudflare OS. The company is framing its edge network not as a CDN or security layer, but as the operating system substrate on which distributed DALI, AI-driven applications run. The technical architecture appears to unify Cloudflare's workers' runtime, durable objects, AI gateway products, and R2 storage into a coherent application platform with primitives specifically designed for agent workloads, persistent state, long-running tasks, tool calling, and multi-agent coordination. The business logic is legible. Cloudflare wants to be the AWS Lambda of the agentic era, leveraging more than 250 points of presence globally and strong developer mindshare. The HN comments surfaced a recurring concern, however, that Cloudflare's platform is powerful but sticky in ways not always disclosed up front. Workers and durable objects use non-standard APIs that don't map cleanly to other runtimes, making migration off substantially harder than migration on. Calling it an OS amplifies the lock-in concern because operating systems, by definition, become the layer everything else depends on. The Dino team's release of Celled, a self-hosted distributed durable objects project landing with 230 points, arrived with timing that appears non-coincidental. Celled is effectively the answer to the lock-in concern. Durable object semantics without the Cloudflare dependency as open source software. Its technical credibility is bolstered by Dino's shared DNA with Cloudflare's workers runtime through Ryan Dahl's involvement in both projects. Zed, the editor that has been steadily accumulating developer attention, announced DeltaDB, a Delta State synchronization database designed to power real-time collaborative editing, generating 237 comments of technically dense discussion about CRDTs and consistency models. The decision to build a proprietary database layer signals that Zed views its collaborative editing infrastructure as a genuine competitive differentiator. The most alarming story in this segment is PromptArmor's detailed report demonstrating that Atlassian Rovo, Atlassian's AI agent product, can be manipulated through prompt injection to exfiltrate data in ways that bypass enterprise data controls. The attack surface is not the agent's authentication layer, but the content the agent reads, documents, tickets, and comments containing crafted instructions that redirect the agent's behavior. Atlassian's security posture is under scrutiny, but the honest assessment is that this is an industry-wide problem. Every agentic product with broad data access permissions faces the same challenge, and the market concentration of enterprise software, a small number of companies including Atlassian, Microsoft, Salesforce, and ServiceNow holding dominant positions, means a single security architecture decision in any one of their AI products becomes an industry-wide exposure.